I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil for WNPR News. Support courts for defendants with substance abuse issues have existed for over 2 decades in many states, including Connecticut. They give people an opportunity to seek treatment to avoid the cycle of repeated incarceration. In recent years, federal courts have begun similar programs. It's an effort to confront startling statistics that find many federal inmates have addiction issues, and 40% of them will return to prison within 3 years of being released. Rosa is one of the women enrolled in support court in Hartford. She's pretty open, talking about what led her to the program more than 9 months ago.
I'm a recovering addict, as you know, but I was in federal prison, and I got out of federal prison in 2011.
Bank fraud is what sent her to prison, but life didn't get easier once Rosa was on the outside.
I remember when I first came home, and I was doing everything great, and I went to apply for the job, and they called me on the phone, and he was like, Rosa, unfortunately, we can't use you because of your record. I pulled over on Albany Avenue, and I just sat there, and I just cried so hard.
Months later, Rosa relapsed on cocaine. But when she failed a routine drug test, her probation officer referred her to support court instead of jail. It's a 1-year program that helps nonviolent offenders connect with resources to combat their drug or alcohol addiction. Connecticut's U.S. District Court, in collaboration with the U.S. Attorney's Office, probation, and the Federal Public Defender, run the programs in Bridgeport, New Haven, and Hartford. It can be intense. Participants must attend weekly sessions before a judge, meet often with the probation officer, and undergo frequent drug tests that gradually subside only as a participant progresses through the year. There's another side to the program that isn't as formal. A dozen support court participants, a probation officer, even the federal judge, spend time together outside the courtroom. During a recent session, they met at Elizabeth Park. They were going to tour the governor's mansion, but that didn't go as planned.
The tours are noon to 4.
We had one at 10.
Nobody made a reservation with me.
Benita Keys is a federal probation officer. She turns a scheduling snafu into a lesson for the group as they walk away.
Did anybody feel offended or hurt or anything like that?
No.
So you guys have really grown.
Take 2 steps back. Yeah, keep my composure, I guess.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
Some have served time in federal prison and are in the program after an alleged violation of their supervised release. Others are defendants who've either pled guilty and are awaiting sentencing or who are considered pretrial. Participants who complete the program earn time off supervised release. U.S. District Judge Stephen Underhill brought the idea of federal support court to Connecticut after hearing about a similar program in Oregon.
I had been a judge long enough that I was becoming somewhat frustrated with the revolving door.
Underhill says it's hard for anyone to overcome drug addiction, especially if he or she returns, after prison, to the same environment that encouraged their substance abuse and criminal behavior. Part of the goal of support court is to show people they can turn around their lives without committing crimes. There's a personal relationship that also develops between the judge and the participants. Underhill acknowledges it's a completely different side to what people think of as the criminal justice system.
For many participants, this is the first time anybody in a position of authority has demonstrated, a sincere concern for their well-being.
Since 2010, about 57% of participants in Connecticut have graduated from support court to date. Even so, it doesn't mean they will never abuse drugs or alcohol again or not be rearrested. U.S. District Judge Vanessa Bryant, who oversees the Hartford program, says some may fail, but they're still learning skills that could help them in the future.
Everyone is redeemable, and it's a matter of trying to find the portal, if you will, to reach that person. And you never know what that portal will be.
Giving people another chance also makes economic sense. Deidre Daly, Connecticut's U.S. attorney, says federal prisons are 40% above capacity.
And about 50% of folks that are in prison are in for narcotics offenses. Many of those are also abusers. This is not a sustainable model.
That's part of the reason, she says, the feds have embraced support court. It's an about-face from several years ago when the DOJ said in a report to Congress that drug courts were better suited in state criminal justice systems because federal drug cases often involved more violent offenders. Daly says high rates of incarceration and recidivism have changed that thinking.
federal prosecutors cannot just be case processors. They must focus on improving the quality of the life for communities and issues like reentry.
Rosa, who's continuing her recovery from drug addiction, says support court has helped her appreciate what life still has to offer.
And all these things that I'm accomplishing, this is my first time doing it on my own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Working for it and doing it on my own. So that's a wonderful feeling. It really is.
She has just a few more months left before she completes support court. She says she's not letting her prior felony impact her job prospects anymore. Rosa has plans to open up her own business.